Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys? I'm so happy to be here. It is March 1st, 2022. I hope you guys are just better than yesterday. So I want to apologize for one. Yesterday we had some technical difficulties. They were working on the internet in my neighborhood, and they didn't alert anybody. So we had no idea. So I apologize for all the interruptions and all of that. But I hope that it gave you a little, encouragement to take a step back from social media. I did for the rest of the day. I was like, you know what? Maybe this is God saying I need to just step back for the day. So I took the day for myself, which if you have that freedom and flexibility within your schedule, I highly recommend it. I know we get the weekends for some of us, but if you're a mother and you have kids, like I watched kids all weekend, I needed that Monday to myself. So I hope that you guys took a little bit from that, got something out of it. If you watched yesterday's, which was episode 41, I hope that you guys got something out of it, even with all the interruptions. But I want to say good morning. So go ahead and load up the comments. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Julia. She says, good morning, you guys. I'm so stoked to catch the live. I'm always at work when you are in home, but you're on vacation. Well, happy vacation. And I hope, and you're up with me on your vacation, girl. I'll be asleep. So thank you so much for joining us. Good morning, Laura Lee. Good morning, Nana. How are you guys? So again, let me know if you guys can hear me okay. I think we should be okay. They said everything should be resolved. So we should have no interruptions today. And my spirits are better. I hope you guys are feeling great. Good morning, Andrea. Good morning, Sherelle. How are you? If this is your first time tuning in or first time tuning in live, let me know where you guys are from. Good morning, Destiny. Make sure you guys are subscribed to my YouTube channel. Please give this video a thumbs up, comment down below, or comment in the chat. It really, really helps the YouTube algorithm, and it helps me out, and it pushes these videos to more and more people because I'm noticing I'm getting a lot of new eyeballs, and I really, really appreciate you guys taking your time out with me and tuning in. Good morning, Charlene. How are you? So we are going to jump into the morning prayer. If you are not spiritual or religious, it is totally okay. I hope that I can pray for you anyway. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking us up in another day. We want to pray for world peace. But I also want to just say thank you to all of my amazing supporters and subscribers and just everybody that tunes into the Morning Motivation. I pray that you bless them today. I pray that they get an unexpected blessing. I pray for abundance, peace, discernment, strength, obedience, and just having an open mind to go after all of their goals, dreams, and desires, and everything you place in their heart, and that they align with your purpose and do the things that are pleasing in your sight. And all these things we ask in your darlings, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Good morning, Brittany. From Staten Island. Oh, shoot, Andrea's in Staten Island. What's up? I used to live in Brooklyn. We had a Brooklyn watcher yesterday. Good morning, Juliana. We had a Brooklyn watcher yesterday. I used to live in East New York when I lived in New York. So when I told my New York story on Friday, I lived in East New York. So I lived deep in Brooklyn. Good morning. Good morning. How are you, Miss May? How are you? Atlanta, A to A is in the house. So we neighbors. I'm here in Atlanta. It is March 1st, you guys. That means it is the first quarter. The first day of the last month's quarter, of the first quarter. Okay. It's the first day of the last month and the first quarter of the year. So you guys know the year is broken up into 4 quarters, and normally big businesses plan out their year like that. And today is the first day of the last month in the first quarter. So I hope you guys have been sticking to your plans. Miss Charlene says from Boston. Good morning, Chels. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Tiffany. I hope you guys have been sticking to your New Year's resolutions and your plans. And if not, it is okay. One thing that I encourage anybody to do, including myself, is even though we are so hyped in the new year, even though we are so excited in the new year and we make all these plans, by February, March, you know, we're not as excited or we're not as motivated to continue our plans. But it's still the beginning. Like, we're still in the first quarter. And I want to really challenge anybody out there and let me know, are you guys sticking to your plans? Have you got your plans out of the way? Like, where are you on your plans? And the reason why I wanted to call this episode Sticking to the Plan is because sometimes when we have a plan, right? And really a dream without a plan is just a dream. So we can want to be rock stars, YouTube stars, everything under the sun. But if we don't have a plan on how we're going to make it happen, if we don't give God something to work with, then it's going to be very hard for us to manifest or create the life that we want for ourselves or create this vision of what we see in our minds. Because it was somebody very brilliant said that, who was it? It was a genius. You guys, excuse me. But he said that your imagination is basically life before it's seen and shown to the world. So whatever's in your imagination can be manifested. You know, like we talk about this all the time. There was somebody who once thought they wanted to fly, so planes were created. Somebody once was tired of riding a horse or walking, so cars were created. So everything starts in our minds. And if we don't take what's in our minds, put it on paper, make it a plan, and start working towards it and start actioning those steps and actioning those plans, then it's always going to be a dream. It's always going to be something that you want to do. I want to go to school one day, you know, but there's a process. You have to apply. You have to submit your paperwork. There's steps involved. And that comes with checking off those action steps in order to get to your goals. Good morning, such a lady. Good morning, Vanessa. Good morning, Tiffany. Good morning, Erica. But I want to say that we have to ensure that we are continuing to take action on our goals. It's not too late. I don't care where you're starting. I don't care if you picked it up and put it down and you like, you know what? Unless it doesn't serve you anymore. Now, you can go after something and you're like, okay, I thought this was going to be like this. It's not like this. I don't want to do that. That's cool. That plan is scrapped. Now, what's the next plan? Because if we are just idle, right? If we don't take action, life is going to continue to move. Time is going to continue to progress. I keep thinking about the time where I was thinking about entering grad school back in 2020. Was it 2020 or 2019? Can't remember. But I was going to enter grad school and I was doing out a map of how long it would take for me to actually get my degree. Because if you guys know, if you want to enter law school, you have to first take the LSAT, which you need to study for months in advance. And then you take the test. And depending on that score will determine if you should apply for law school or not. And then if you have to retake the test. But if you apply, then you can't go to school until the following year. So I really wanted to look and see that if I started this journey of becoming an attorney or a lawyer, if I was willing to go through that process. And when I mapped it out, I was like, you know what? For the life that I'm going to have after this and get to, I don't know if that's for me, which is totally fine. And it's something I may revisit. I don't know. I've always had an interest in law. I've always I felt that I would do really well in law school because I love school. And I know so many people who've done it. But it's really up to you and your plan. And I did. And what I'm telling you guys, this is because sometimes we go after things, but we don't have a plan. And so we just throw things on the wall and hoping that they stick, which is a strategy, right? I'm not saying that that's right or wrong, but it's not all the time effective. And what is effective is having goals and setting benchmarks. Okay, by this date, I'm hoping to have X, Y, and Z done. Now, we're not focusing on the result, right? We're not focusing so much on unless you do have a money goal. I don't know. Maybe you want a certain amount of savings by X, Y, and Z date. But having those deadlines and having those benchmarks for when you want to execute, when you want those things done, when you want to manifest something is imperative to getting your goals done. Now, in the midst of this, now you could be like, well, Brittany, I done did all that and my goals still ain't working out. They still ain't coming true. And I want to tell you this. I think our generation and the generations after us will be more disappointed more than any other generation has come on this planet. And the reason why I say that is because instant gratification, us always getting what we want when we want it. Y'all want to order some sheets? Amazon. You want to order some food? Instacart. You want to order. We get everything in such a quick, timely manner that when we don't get what we want and it's intangible, like our dreams and our goals, we can't feel them, right? We can't touch them. We can't really grab them unless you have like physical products, then, you know, maybe you can. But a lot of the things that, at least for me, when I envision my life, I can't physically make it and put it together. I can't touch it. It's just me putting in the work each and every day, networking and actioning my goals, right? So if we can't tangibly touch them, it can get very discouraging. You know, we can put in a few weeks of work and be like, oh, I'm not seeing no results. It's not working, or it's not working in the way we think it's working. And so we oftentimes can compare our chapter 2 with somebody's chapter 7, because on social media, we hear all these success stories, right? Oh, I made $1 million in 6 months, or oh, I did this in X, Y, and Z time, or me and this guy got engaged in 9 months after meeting. All of that's great, right? That's great for them. However, what we tend to miss out on is all of the other chapters before. You know, there are some great people that talk about their success and their stories online, but we don't know what those past other 10 years were, or those other, I don't know, 18 months were before they met that person, or before they got in a position where they got that job. It's very rare that you really hear the full story. So although that's why I always say we can be inspired by other people, it keeps us motivated, but you can't look at somebody else's life and say, well, dang, they got that and I don't have it, or they're doing this and I don't have it, or they're married and I'm not married, or we don't know any of those circumstances. So we can't compare ourselves, for sure. But I feel like because we're not patient in the process, we can sometimes stop way before it's time, way before we should. I don't know if you guys ever heard of 3 feet from gold. Have you guys ever heard that? Let me see if I can put it in the chat for you guys. Oh, it's so tiny. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. Let me see. Let me see if I can share this with you guys, because I want you guys to see this photo. Let's see, slides. Okay, here, let me try this. Sorry, you guys, one moment. I want to see if I can put this in here. I tried to do this before. Okay, it's not letting me. I'll do it next time. But if you guys, let me Google it real quick. There's a picture and there's a story called 3 feet from gold. And what this always reminds me of, it's a book, actually. It's actually, you can read this book. You can listen to it on Audible. It's also available on YouTube. And what I love about this is anytime I want to give up, anytime I want to throw in the towel and be like, you know what, no one cares, it's not worth it, I'm tired, I don't want to do this anymore, I give up, I always think about this. Let me see if I can expand it for y'all. Ugh, iPhones, come on now. Sometimes they work great and sometimes they don't. All right, I don't know if y'all can see this. I wish I could share it. Sorry, you guys, I can't. Let me know if y'all can see this. Let me see. Oh, I mean to click on the video. But there are two miners here, right? There's one here who gave up 3 feet from getting his gold, and the other one didn't stop. So every time I want to give up, every time I think like, God, this is taking too long, maybe this ain't for me, maybe, you know, we get on to these maybes. I always think about this photo, because I would hate to get to heaven, because we always talk about this, right? And God get on his holy iPad or his spiritual iPad, and he'd be like, oh, Brittany Daniel, oh, wait, dang, you was almost there. I don't know why you stopped. You was right there. I had so much blessings for you on the other side of that. Man, why did you stop? I don't want to be him. Y'all, we can't be this guy right here who gives up. We can't be this guy right here who gives up and misses out on all of this. Look at all of that, those diamonds and that gold that he could have mined. And there's a whole story on it, so you guys should really check it out. But I really, really, really feel like our generation, with a lot of things, with dating and marriage and just money, lifestyle, everything. Do you guys know when I was doing research last week for our talk on money that they said the average person doesn't become a millionaire until they're 65? The average person, well, at least here in America, can't speak for other nations. The average person in America doesn't become a millionaire until they're 65. You guys, we are in our 20s, 30s, and some of y'all are in your 40s. Why do we allow social media, technology, all of these stories that we see make us feel like we're not where we're supposed to go, not where we're supposed to be, that we're not on a journey that we're supposed to be on? Everybody's journey is unique. Everybody's journey is different. Everybody has their own path, own lane, own. That's why always we have to put blinders on sometimes when we're running our race. You know, that's why I say when you run track, I don't know if you guys have any track runners out on here or people that ran. When you're running your race, you lose so much momentum when you look behind you. They tell you to keep focus straight, because when you look to your left and your right and you're worried about what other people are doing, you're going to miss your first place. You're going to miss your race. We can't focus on left and right and what's behind us and what somebody did way up there, who's done, none of that. We have to keep our heads down and focus on our goals and what we want, because quitting always feels right. It always feels like it's a good idea when things aren't going our way. It's so funny. I took care of my nieces and nephew. My niece is so cute. She's 2 years old. Her name is Joni. And when she doesn't get her way, she crosses her arms and she goes, not fair. Right. And so I always tell her, baby, life ain't fair. Let's go. You know, but I feel like that's what we do with God. When we don't get what we want, when we want it, when things don't happen as fast as we should think it should happen or anything like that, I feel like that's how we get the little 2 year old like, and God, I feel like be sitting up there like, look how blessed y'all are. Like, I have to remind myself how blessed I am. Even when things don't work out the way I want to, the money ain't what I want it to be like, or all these little things, maybe me and my honey done got into it or whatever the case may be. When things aren't 100% ideal in my mind, sometimes I could get discouraged, but then I have to stop myself and be like, Brett, you're being a brat. You're being a big old brat, because look at your life. You are so blessed. And I feel like that for each and every one of you. You guys, the fact that we are in our homes or wherever you're at and you have the peace to watch this. And I have mixed feelings about, you know, because I saw some stuff that I really didn't like. But nonetheless, there's still people. And there are people on this planet right now who are not in the safest spaces, are not able to be in their own home and cook their own meals. And they're in bunkers and all of this stuff. So regardless of how we feel about that personally, and some of y'all know what I'm talking about, some of y'all don't, we ain't getting into it on here. But nonetheless, look how blessed we are. Look how blessed that on a Tuesday morning, we're able to get on the internet and converse and talk and have a positive conversation with each other. Everybody can't do that today. You know, everybody couldn't do that for the last week and some change. So when I get into those modes, when I start acting like my little niece Joni to God, it's not fair. I'm not getting what I want when I want it. I'm like, I'm being a brat. And I apologize. And I'm like, thank you for being patient with me, because what am I, like Steve Harvey has this thing, like, what you tripping for? What you tripping because you didn't get it when you wanted it? You're not getting, your man ain't came when you wanted him to come. You're the money ain't show up when you thought it was going to show up. The bill is late. Okay. Like, why are you tripping? You're still blessed. You're still thriving. You still have your brain and your hands and your feet and we have so many blessings. You guys, we're not in a hospital bed right now. It's somebody who found out yesterday they were diagnosed with cancer. There was somebody yesterday who lost their mother. There was somebody yesterday who something happened to them. You know, and we don't have all these little things going on. And life is going to happen. Life is going to happen to everybody. I don't care if you're rich. I don't care if you're poor. I don't care if you have a lot or have a little. Life is going to happen to each and every one of us. So we need to be thankful now, because anything could happen. Anything could happen. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. That's why the Bible says, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. We don't know what's going to happen in 6 months, a year from now. We don't know. So instead of worrying, or instead of being in this space of negativity or just woe it's me and feeling like, oh, my life, do something about it. We have all the abilities at our fingertips to do something about it. And if you're doing something about it and it ain't working out, you just need a little bit more time. It's on God's timing, not ours. It's when God says it's ready, it's not ours. And sometimes, and I wrote this down too, sometimes God doesn't bless us. Our blessings are a delay. Okay, let me say that because I got excited. I said it too fast. Sometimes our blessings are delayed for our own good. Have you ever thought that you were going to get some money on Friday? Right? Maybe your check was supposed to clear on Friday, but maybe you didn't get it till like Monday or Tuesday. And knowing if you would have had that money on Friday, you would have did something stupid with it on the weekend. So thank you. Thankfully, it came on Monday. So you had enough what you was really supposed to do with it. Have y'all ever had a situation like that, or you thought you were supposed to get something, but you didn't get it till a little bit later, but it ended up working out exactly the way it was supposed to? Sometimes our blessings are delayed for our own good, y'all. Sometimes you didn't meet him yet because you still have stuff to work on. Sometimes you didn't meet her yet because you got stuff to work on, or they have stuff to work on. You know, I went to a relationship coach this summer because I was like, something's going on with me. I was like, I know I'm a good woman. I know I'm meeting good guys, but something is going on. I had to work on myself. And I'm not saying that miraculously, ooh, a relationship popped up. No. Well, it did, but it wasn't miraculous. It was because I did the work, but I'm still continuing to do the work. Does that make sense? Like, I'm still in this situation, continuing to do the work. So maybe you're not getting something because you're not ready for it, or maybe it's not ready for you. Like, you know, a lot of us want these $1 million, everybody want $1 million, right? Hi, good morning. Are you ready to pay $300,000? Are you ready to cut that check to Uncle Sam? Or would you go and blow that $1 million on whatever it is that you were going to spend the money on? You know, because they say the fastest way to get the money back into the rich is by giving it to the poor, because people are going to just keep spending their money. So I know that that was like a real extravagant example, but think about it. Like, when has God delayed your blessing and it ended up being a bigger blessing because it was delayed? You know, maybe you need to take the class again. Maybe you needed to study a little harder. Maybe you needed to, you know, maybe it wasn't time for you to get your license at that time. Try again. You know, for me, maybe a blessing in me not finishing my grad program is so I can go back to school and get another master's. You know, I think about that all the time because I'm thinking I want to go back to school. I want a master's. But maybe it wasn't that. And maybe if I would have got that master's, I wouldn't be pursuing another one. You never know. Not saying that I had everything to do with why I did not finish. I'm not trying to blame God or blame anybody else, because we are responsible for our lives, right? I'm a full adult. I made decisions in why that happened. But what I'm saying is, we never know why our blessings don't manifest the way we intend them to manifest. And I definitely don't want to put it all on God. We have to take responsibility for our actions as well, right? Because we're human and we have free will, at least here in America. We have free will to say, do, act. You know, you don't like your job, you don't have to stay there. You don't like your church, you don't have to stay there. You know, you don't like the city you live in, you don't have to stay there. Like, don't allow your circumstances to dictate your life. You are the orchestrator of your life, you and God. You want to do something, pray about it. You want to change, pray about it. You want more money, pray about it. You want another job, pray about it. And then take the action steps necessary to make it happen. And I was listening to something. I was listening to The Science of Getting Rich, which is going to be the next book that I give away. But we're going to do, I want to keep reading it a little bit more. I've already listened to the audible. I want to go ahead and read it for myself and then we'll talk about it. But one of the things they said in that book is, I lost my train of thought. One of the things they said in that book was just like how we could just want things to happen overnight. And when it doesn't happen, we just end up giving up, or we end up being ungrateful, or we end up just not being in alignment. and we end up being like my niece, like a 2-year-old, and we pout and we get in our minds and woe it's me. And it's, there's no point to that. There's no point in that energy. We control our lives, you guys. We control how we see the world. Remember I said, I was trying to say yesterday, our perception is reality. If you think life is shit, it will be shit. Excuse my language. If we think life is going to be great, life is going to be great. Even if the world could be falling apart. You know, I watch some YouTubers, right? Especially some people outside of our race. And I think that I feel like I don't want to blame it on slavery because we can get past it. But we have a lot of mental blocks here in America, especially us people of color. And it was programmed that way. But now that we realize it, I feel like we got to do a lot of deprogramming. I feel like we hold ourselves back from so much that our counterparts don't. They don't have that because they don't have those ties. They don't have those mental blocks. They go after whatever they want. And I feel like a lot of us can go after whatever we want if we believed in ourselves more, if we knew how much we can control our lives. You don't have to just work at that job just to work there. You don't have to just, you know, unless it's a part of the plan. That's why I love the book, The Alchemist. It might just be a part of your plan. It might be a setup to get you to the next level. But if it's not and you're miserable, like we talked about that, right? We talked about that on another episode. If you're miserable, if you can't stand your job, you're not making the money you want to make, it's time to move around, but only you can do that. God can't pick you up and be like, oh, you don't like this job. Let's put you over here. You have to do that. You don't like your relationship. You have to change your relationship. You don't like that you're single. You have to change that you're single. It's not that you sit on a pad and wait for a man to come and bless your life. No, you actively go out there and you don't search, but you put yourself out there. You make yourself available. You get fit. You get right. You get mentally right, emotionally right. And you put yourself out there. Go, you know, hobbies, all types of things. But we can't sit around and just expect God to do all the work. It don't work like that. Faith without works is dead, y'all. Work. We have to work. And if you ever feel like you're working for nothing, then pray about it and ask God what you do next. If you're like, well, I've been doing this for X, Y, and Z time and it ain't working, whatever, you will get confirmation in your spirit whether to leave it alone or keep it pushing. But don't quit and don't stop until you get that confirmation. Because we make our own decisions. We navigate our path. I don't know if some of y'all watch Love is Blind. I was watching it yesterday. On my little day off, I was watching it yesterday and I was just noticing how decisions really played a part for the rest of their lives. You know, if you guys don't watch that show, it's a show on Netflix, it's a dating show, but they had to make decisions on who they would be with, what they were, you know, what they told people, and every decision had a reaction. And that's how our lives are. Every single decision, everything that we do has a reaction. And it's up to us to make sure that we're actioning the things that we want to continue to progress. But if you're doing things that are not in alignment, if you're doing things that just to do them or just to pass the time, y'all, time ain't slowing down for nobody. It is the 1st of March. I swore we were just celebrating New Year's. I swore we were just celebrating Valentine's Day. I swore we were just Christmasing it up. You know what I mean? I'm like, now it's my birthday planning. Plans are starting up. You know what I mean? Like, really start thinking about that. We have to make sure that we are in charge of our lives, that we're taking control, and then we're being patient in the process because we move on God's time, not ours, y'all. Hold on, y'all. I'm trying to get back to my notes. We have to move on God's time, not ours. Okay. So, and it can get overwhelming. It could get overwhelming. And when it gets overwhelming, I've been busting my butt, I've been working, I've been praying, then sometimes you got to take a chill pill. It is okay to rest and take a break. It is okay to take a knee. It is okay, not too long, okay? That's what vacations are for. That's what those days are for. Yesterday for me was one of those days. You have to figure out, you'll know, you'll feel it. You'll feel it in your body. You'll feel it in your mind. You'll know when you have to be like, okay, I've been working. Hold on. Let me pause for a second. Let me take a little step. Let me take a little break. and you take a break, but you get up and you continue the race. It doesn't matter how slow you're going, as long as you keep going. Even if it takes you 6 years to finish that four-year degree, the time is going to pass anyway. And you don't want to look 4 years from now and be like, dang, I should have started that way back then, when Brittany was talking about it on Morning Motivation. You know, we have to think about that. Now, let's just say when I was trying to become a lawyer, right? When I was entertaining the idea of law school. If I would have completed that, right? Studied, got accepted. Don't know if I'd still be in Georgia. No, I think I wanted to stay here. So I would have been starting law school, I think, in the fall. I think 2020. No. Yeah. Or I would have already started. Either starting law school in the fall or I've already started. So think about that. Like, what are you putting off? What are you not doing? What are you delaying? What courses are you, what degree? I feel like somebody on here is putting off a license. Somebody's putting off a degree. Somebody's putting off something because they're scared. And there's nothing to be scared about. There's absolutely nothing to be scared about. And I don't know who it is. Nobody talked to me. It's just intuition. I just feel like somebody's putting off something very important to them, very important for their life, because of fear. And if you think about it, that is the silliest thing that we can do. You know, I was talking to my significant other about children. We have conversations about kids all the time. And I see you guys. I'm going to definitely get to the comments. And what happened? So we were talking about kids, and a part of me is fearful of having children because of the times that we're in. You know, kids are very different now. Things are very different now. And what stopped me from going in that path is I was like thinking about myself. Remember, we always talk about the 90-year-old rule is what I call it now. The 90-year-old rule. When you become 90 years old, are you going to look back on your life with any regrets? If God blesses you to live to 90 or 85 or 100 years old, would you look back at your life for the decisions that you made now and regret them? And if the answer is yes, then that's not the right decision. And that's kind of how I look at my life. Like I open it this wide from zero to 85. I think I'm gonna live to like 88. I don't know why. Just always felt like that. Maybe because my birth year was 88. I don't know. But if I live to 88 years old, if God says the same, right? That, and I'm 33, I have a lot more life to live. But what decisions am I making? Am I going to regret or really thank myself for when I hit 88? If I'm on my deathbed at 88, you know, we never know when God is going to take us out of here. But if I'm on my deathbed with who do I want around me? Do I want grandchildren around me? And, you know, we don't know what the world is going to be, but that's kind of how I make my decisions and I pray about them. And when I was thinking about children, I had a million reasons not to have kids. Oh, my body. Oh, you know, I want to travel, or oh, money, and all these things. And I was just like, all of those are fear based. But would I regret not feeling that unconditional love if I have a choice? Now, if I'm not blessed with children, then it just wasn't meant to be. I'm okay with that. But if I actively did not have children, would I regret that? And that's something that you have to think about with yourself. If you don't actively do X, Y, and Z, if you don't actively pursue that marriage that you want, or you don't actively start that business that you want, if you don't actively go after that degree that you want, or that license that you want, whatever it is that is going to get you to the next level, or increase your life, or just get you closer to what you feel like you're supposed to do, and we put it off because of fear, God probably looking up there like, are you serious? Think about that. Have that conversation with God. If you're really that scared, have that conversation with God and get it out. Lord, I am so scared. Ask for courage. Pray for courage. Remember, we talk about praying for things that you cannot buy in a store. You can't buy courage in a store. Gucci don't sell courage. Walmart don't sell courage. The only way you could get more of that is through him. So I pray. I pray for everything that I cannot buy, and then some stuff that I can. But mostly the stuff that I can buy, and it works, y'all. I'll immediately, like if I ask for strength, I'll immediately just like 30 minutes later, the next day, just feel a little stronger, or my mind will be a little clearer. You know, if you need mental, if you need clarity, pray for discernment, pray for clarity, pray for the right direction. And you'll get that. You'll get either a sign, you'll get a feeling. Ask God for what you need. If you need a sign, ask God for the signs. If you need, you know, a strong feeling or urge, ask him for that. Ask him for whatever you need to keep moving forward. Keep moving forward, because that's the only way that you can get, that's the only way you're going to get to dream. Because if you sit there like my niece with her little arms folded and you just mad because it ain't coming on your time, why would he bless that? Why would he bless your grown self over there with an attitude because you ain't get what you want when you wanted it, when he showed up every other time for everything else? When he blessed you with everything else, everything that we have, you're going to sit there with your arms folded when your life could be so much worse. And I hate making that comparison, but what's going on over across the pond, I couldn't imagine having to, regardless of how we feel about them as a people. And I know, because I've seen it too, and I was like flabbergasted. But just if you think about that scenario and that situation, you being woken up out of your bed at God knows what time by bombs, fire, whatever, having to pack bags like in less than 5 minutes, grabbing your children, grabbing your dogs, grabbing your cats, whatever you have, grabbing hopefully the things that matter the most to you, and having to leave and having to sleep in bunkers and having to flee the country. And think about if we had to flee Atlanta, if we had to flee Houston, we had to flee New York, if you had to flee Staten Island with whatever you could carry, right? Everybody getting on the ferry, or everybody getting on the train, or everybody getting on the bus, or getting packing up and getting on 85. Horrible, right? But look at our life. We don't have to do none of that right now. So we need to count our blessings. We need to be very thankful and keep pushing towards our goals until God or the world makes us stop. Because there's no point of worrying about what's going to happen. We don't know. We don't know what's written in the stars. We don't know. This ain't the first time the world has went to war. We don't know. But there's no point of us focusing or worrying about that. All we can see is the blessings and take advantage of what we have right in front of us right here today. We pray and we keep it pushing. And be careful donating money, because some of those little donation things are sketchy, FYI. But yes, Vanessa, get that license, girl. Okay, so I'm going to go back up to the comments. Thank you guys so much for loading up the comments. I hope that you guys got out. Let me make sure I hit all my notes today. So I make sure that, I already said all that. Yep, we good with the things. So I'm going to go to the comments. Amber says, yes, agreed. We always want things right now, but patience is key, and we need to just keep going with the plan that we have for ourselves and be patient. Yes, because how are we going to know the plan is going to work if we abandon the plan? How are you going to say that if you started a plan at the first of the year, right? If you had January, these are my plans. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to accomplish. And it's March and you abandoned your plan last month. God probably looking like, well, you ain't even working. It's been a month. What are you doing? It's been 2 months. Could you imagine that? It's been 2 months. If you said 2 months in any other situation, people would laugh like, oh, how long you know him? 2 months. Girl, we married 2 months. People be like, okay. You know, or hey, when did you start the business? I started the business in January. What's going on? Oh, I stopped. I quit. Well, how long you had the business? 2 months. 2 months. Do you guys see what I mean? Like, we gotta keep going. Stick to the plan, people. Stick to the plan. Juliana says, girl, you are speaking facts. A lot of people feel like they are doing their own lives wrong because it doesn't look like the lives of others who are similar to them. And I agree, but my thing is, what do you really want? And that's why I said, strip away your social media. Strip away the cute photos and the videos and the hangouts and the baby showers and all, strip all of that, the proposals. What do you want? That is key. Do not make your plan. And that's another reason why some plans don't work, because you work in a plan that ain't meant for you. You up here trying to be like old girl on YouTube and old girl on Instagram. That life ain't for you. So what is for you? What's for you is for you. Okay. So we got to make sure, and I'm sorry, I got a little passionate. We got to make sure that we are focused on what we want and what God wants for us. Because if I'm up here trying to be like Nene, that's not my life. That's not my lane. Nene's over there. I'm over here. So we have to, that's why I wanted to really hit on yesterday is stripping away the BS, stripping away everybody else's narratives and what they have going on. And there's nothing wrong with them posting. People are going to post. There's nothing wrong with it. You can be inspired by it. Oh, wow, she did it. I can do it. But make sure that whatever plan you're working is the plan that's for you and not because of somebody else or not because anybody else is doing it. Chamber says, right, I don't want to be that person either with the magical iPad. Yeah, I want to get up there and God be like, okay, what you got? What you had going on? Scrolling. A track runner, yes, never turn around while you running. Exactly. Chamber says she ran track. When you run track, you run your race, okay? We can't be looking at the left and right. Oh, thank you. Destiny says, God literally sent us to tell you this. I told y'all I pray about these topics. I pray about them. They come to me in the morning. And then sometimes I write notes. Sometimes I don't, just depending on how much time I give myself. Destiny says, you're reading me. I really pray about these. And I pray that whatever I speak does not always come from me. It comes from God because he knows what y'all need. I don't. Some of y'all I know personally. Some of y'all I don't. So He tells me what to say, I guess. Thank you for this live. No problem, Vanessa. May the realtor say, preach. Happy new month. Amen. Thank you guys so much. I'm so happy. Love is Blind is my show. I like the show too, but it's funny how those you make decisions, right? And I was watching that show yesterday and I was like, that is so life. Like one decision changes the course of everything. And then too, for my Love is Blind watchers, once you make a decision, ain't no point to look back and feel away about the decision that you made. You made the decision, so honor the decision and live in it. It's just like Mallory, when she was going back and forth, oh, Jared, no, you made your decision. You picked Sal. Be with Sal. When you make a decision, stand firm in your decision. That's why I don't make a decision off of, That's why you pray about it and you make a firm decision. You want to be in a relationship, pray about it and make a firm decision. I'm going to be in a relationship. I want to be in this relationship. It is so easy to walk away from people, y'all. When you get your dream man and your dream relationship and he looks how you want him to look and he gives you all your needs, there's still work to be done. There's still work to be done. So in the midst of you going after what you want, there's still work to be done, y'all. But be solid in the decision that you made. And that's why that show Love is Blind is you got to stand firm in your decision. Once it's like, I really respect, oh boy, what's his name? I ain't see the whole thing, y'all, but what's his name? Ah, with the big teeth. Blue eyes. I respect him because he picked who he picked. Oh, girl was over there hating, but he picked who he picked. He's like, no, I'm standing with her. I know it's a little off topic, especially for my people that ain't watched. They like, what are you talking about? It's a show. It's good. Y'all should watch it. Hey, Latoya, girl. I was seriously getting discouraged about my job search, but I'm believing I will hear back from the God-given opportunity soon. Absolutely. And then if you don't, maybe rework your resume. I gave my resume over to one of my clients. His name is Travis, and he does like resume building and he does LinkedIn and all of that stuff. And sometimes we have to go outside of ourselves and get a little bit of help. So if you don't hear anything, maybe those jobs weren't for you. You spruce up your resume again and keep applying. But what's meant for you is meant for you. I promise y'all. I promise you. And you'll feel it too. You'll feel it too. And sometimes it's okay to do a follow-up. Hi, my name is Latoya. I was just calling, you know, just checking my resume status. It is totally okay to do a follow-up. Good evening, Pumpkin Spice. I know we got people watching from all over. Thank y'all for being here. I really appreciate it. Yeah, you got it, Latoya. For I love how encouraging you guys are. You guys are amazing. This is me. Why? Okay, we gotta get, there's a great book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Deshaun, is that you talking to me? Laura Lee says, Brittany reading me out. Yes, I really need to move. And I've been planning to move out of New York for years without actually doing anything. I needed this. All right, Laura Lee, today you're going to pick a date. It is 2022. You need to pick one date this year where you are going to save up your money and you're going to plan your move. So say if your date was June 1st. From now until June 1st, or now until whatever date you pick, you're going to save your money. You're going to start researching where you want to live. You're going to take a trip to where you want to live, and you're going to go see the apartments and places you want to live, and you're going to go to that city. I just gave you your plan. Laura Lee, you're going to pick a date, because this is the thing about wanting to move or wanting to leave. If you don't give yourself a date and a deadline, it's going to be ongoing. You're never going to get out of there. You're going to be like, oh, I'll do it next year. Oh, I'll do it, whatever. Pick a date. Start saving. Start making your sacrifices. This is when you're telling your, you know, it's up to you. I don't know if, you know, what type of lifestyle you have. If you have supportive friends, if you don't, if they're not supportive, don't tell them nothing. If you have supportive friends, hey, y'all, I need y'all to, you know, keep me accountable. I'm moving this date. This is my date. So I'm sorry I can't go brunching with y'all as much as I used to. Sorry I can't go shopping with y'all as much as I used to. There's no need for me to buy home decor or nothing, because I'm going to declutter and I'm going to get ready to move. Because you're not going to take none of that old stuff that don't serve you out of that apartment and bring it into your new space. Hell, I've left furniture, not left, but I gave away furniture, beds, all types of stuff when I move. And I'm only taking what I love and what I need with me. And you're going to pack your stuff up and you're going to move. Okay, Laura, that's your plan. We getting up out of there. I left New York, so can you. And this is another key that you guys can do too when you're moving, is pack up all your stuff yourself and hire movers to move your boxes from the apartment to the truck. And then sometimes you have a little bit more coin, you can get them to deliver the stuff. Make your move as easy as possible for you. But I always packed up my own stuff. I got this from the military, because the military would do this for you. But I did it. I started just doing it myself, even off of active duty. I pack up all my stuff how I like it to be packed, because I don't need nobody touching my stuff. And then I hire movers to take it from my house or my apartment or whatever and put it in a truck. Or they take it from their truck or my truck and put it into storage, however it works. But you got this, Laura. That's your challenge. So if you can't get it by today, by the end of the week, you need to have a date for when you want to move. Got my eye on you, Laura. Hey, Tams says, I'm in the middle of university. Oh, congratulations. It's so easy to give up and compare to other peers, but I have such big goals for myself. I just get scared. Fear is doing these steps. And that's a good thing and you guys, fear is good. Fear means you care. Fear means that you have high stakes in whatever you're doing. So it's okay to be scared, but you can't let it cripple you or stop you. So if you're in the middle of university, you're not going to quit, because what, you're going to quit and then have to come back and finish your degree later? No, stay in, get it done, knock it out. Even if it's hard, I've been there. I've wanted to leave my school right in the middle. There's no point. Unless you want to transfer and go to a better university, then that's different. But there's no point, because if you leave, you're going to have to get your degree again eventually. Because if your goals are attached to that degree, you're going to have to get it eventually. So leaving is not an option. You tell yourself, whatever you are fearful and you want to do, that's scary. That's not an option. So Laura, staying in New York is not an option. Tamsin, leaving university is not an option. You tell yourself that, so you don't even think about it. So when the thought comes up, oh, I'm going to just stay in New York. Nope, that's not an option. Next thought, oh, I want to drop out of college, or I want to leave university. Nope, that's not an option. Get that out of here. Not even thinking about that. Don't pay attention to those things. Wow, it's me. I need to get my license. Vanessa, when's your date? When's the license date and you need to start studying? Vanessa, when is your date and you need to start studying, okay? May the realtor, what time do you wake up daily? My first alarm goes off at 5 and I normally get up at 6:30 a.m. It just depends on the day, but my first alarm goes off at 5. Yo, Mallory makes me mad. Me too. Mallory be getting on my nerves, but Mallory made her decision, bro. Mallory, you made your decision. And I'm not even done yet, so I don't even know what's going to happen. But when you make a decision, stand firm in your decision. Even if you don't like the outcome, at least you made, that was the best decision you felt in your spirit at that time. And there was a reason why you made it. But the minute you go back and you start second guessing your decision and being like, oh, when I wish I would have, there, that's wasted energy because the decision has already been made. Okay, so don't waste your time and don't waste your energy with, oh, why did I do that? And why? You made the decision, good, bad, or indifferent, and you keep it pushing. If it was a bad decision, you analyze it and be like, okay, well, what could I have done different? Cool. Keep it moving because you made it. But the great thing about making your own decisions is the more you do it and the more you don't look for validation or should I, asking permission from people. I used to be such a scary little weech that I would just ask for permission from everybody around me. Or what should I do? And what should I do? And what should I do? And do you think I should do this? And what do you think? And getting all these opinions just to validate my own decision. And then when I would listen to other people or do it, what they didn't do and it didn't work out, I'd be like, oh, I could blame them, but it's still my life. That was just wasted energy. Make your own decisions. Now, the Bible says get counsel. So if you respect the person that you're asking the opinion of, or you want to just get a different opinion, that's one thing. But have you ever, somebody came to you for advice, you gave them advice and they did what they wanted to do anyway? I feel like I love that. Because at the end of the day, even though they had different information, they still made the best decision for them. And that's what I wanted you guys to do for you. Always make the best decision for yourself. And if you don't like it after what happens, then cool. At least you made it. And it may be just steering you in a different direction. Or maybe you need to go this way. Maybe, but you know, but when you stand in it and it does work out, you made that decision. But if you try to get validation or seek so much from other people, left, right, or what should I, what, you're taking your power away. Because the only person you should be really asking is God, in my personal opinion. Just how I feel about it, you know? Shane, stand firm with his decision. He was like, look, I picked Natalie. Sorry, Shayna. Sorry, yeah, this ain't the type of show. I'm getting too excited. It's okay. Me and you here, Sheamber. Me and you here. Thank you. Nana says, I must admit for certain situations, the beginning and the end are always exciting, but sometimes the middle seems so long that faith is tested. Faith is always leads to us to success. Thank you, Nana. I love that. Exactly. LOL, the Christians and the atheists in the show. Yeah, that was a hot mess. Why would you say yes to some? Anyways, Laura Lee says, yes, my date is October 1st, so I can spend my last birthday in New York. Thank you, Brittany. No problem. All right, now, Laura, you got to October. You need to be saving. You need to be doing what you got to do. Start buying boxes. Start decluttering your house. I'm excited for you. And if you want to share where you're moving next, Laura, I would love to know. If you don't, that's totally fine. But I'm excited for you because moves are a new start. Moves, you get to start fresh. You get to get rid of stuff. I love moving. It's just a whole nother chapter. Kiki, Brittany's back. Thank you, Kiki. Yes, she am. But we're going to have to talk about it, girl. Because I was watching it yesterday. I was like, what is going on? Thank you. But yes, so I pray that you guys are going to have a beautiful and blessed day. Today, we talked about sticking to the plan. Get back to the plan. Have a plan. Execute your plan. Make sure you are doing everything in your sight to make sure you keep God in your plan. Make sure you keep executing it. Acknowledge fear, but don't let fear be an option. You know, just like Nana said, I love this. It's the middle part. The beginning is exciting. The end, when you feel like you're about to get there, especially when some of y'all, when y'all hit graduation or after you take your exams and you get your score back that you pass for your license, those two parts are so exciting. But like Nana said, It's that middle part. It's that faith. It's that you have to study. It's that other exams that you have to pass. It's your all of those the preparation that while you're in there, while your hands are getting dirty. All of that takes faith. Love that. Thank you for sharing that, Nana, for real. Ooh. Hi, Diamond. How do you transition from parents' house to your own house? I left college. So I went from my parents' house to college. If I were starting out strictly leaving my parents' house, I would just have a whole lot of money saved and make sure that your job is going to be whatever job you have is going to be able to sustain your bills. Because when you move out on your own and you have to pay rent and you have to pay a light bill and you have to pay a car note and you have to pay insurance, and you have to pay renter's insurance, all of these things kind of add up. So you want to make sure that you can sustain that and you don't just move into an apartment and you can't afford it, or you can get a roommate. I think that that's easy, but I did a whole video on roommates. So make sure you watch that video if you decide to get a roommate, which I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I will say, if you like your parents' house and you guys get along and it's not a toxic environment and they allow you to grow and thrive as an adult, I would say don't move until you just really comfortable or till you can get a house. But if it's a situation where you just don't want to be there anymore, like I'm over it, I want to be on my own, then you just need to start saving and you make sure that you have a job that allows you to sustain your own life independently. That's what I would say. But I left strictly through college. Like as soon as I hit 17 and I graduated and it was fall, I was out. Okay. Atlanta or Orlando? Ooh. So I have a whole video on how to choose like the city that you want to live in, Laura. If you need a little help, let me know. I can help you pick or whatever. But there are videos on my channel, you guys, about moving, about how to pick a city, how to pick moving across country. I have a whole series on my channel. So you guys check those videos out. But I do talk step by step on how to choose a city that's right for you. Kiki said, yeah, I dropped out of college to be a housewife, divorced, had to go back to college. Well, but you made a choice. You wanted to be a wife and a mother. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that, you know, but there you go. Have you got tips on fighting procrastination? You can do the countdown rule where it's like, oh, I don't want to do this, but 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you make yourself do it. Sometimes I fight procrastination by thinking about sometimes. So what procrastination does is we're thinking about the pain associated with whatever we have to do. Like we have to study, if I have to edit a video or something like that. So what I do is I think about the pain that I'm going to have if I don't do it, if that makes any sense. So it makes me do it. Like I'll think about how I'll feel better if it's done. I'll feel more accomplished if it's done. So I look at certain ways on like how I would feel once it's done versus looking at it like, oh, I don't want to do this. If that makes any sense. I focus on the outcome that I want versus the outcome that I don't want. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful and blessed day. Happy March 1st. Bye. Roommates. Yeah, you can have a roommate if you think so. If you want one, Kiki. You ain't never too old for a roommate. If you can't afford living on by yourself, if you want to get out of your parents' house, that's the next best thing is a roommate. Thanks. No problem. I'm going to watch the videos and keep you updated. Thank you, Brittany. No problem. I pray that you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Stick to your plan. Pray for your plan. I pray that you guys have a beautiful and blessed one. And I will catch you guys tomorrow. Thank you. No problem. All right. You guys have a great day and I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.